Guys, what's the deal with stuff?
It's the Colin Geller Show podcast. Podcast.
Oh, what a knob.
What the fuck is happening, people?
Oh, in the name of fuck.
Just some dude talking shite in a room.
Sure, what else would you be doing on a fucking Tuesday?
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the Colin Geller Show podcast. It's gone up a day late, but I'll tell you why, because I was supposed to record one yesterday, which was the 12th of motherfucking May, and I thought to myself, there's a live podcast tonight at the Black Box, so I'll record that, and I'll just do a wee intro for it now, introducing it. How about that? As I choke to death, do a second take, Colin, you've only talked for 29 seconds. Nah, too far, I've come too far. 4 seconds, too much. I've spoke too much to go back and try and re-record that shit. So anyway, we did the live podcast last night. Me and Mickey Bartlett hosted it. Thanks for everyone who came out. Decent wee crowd. Had a great time. It was very funny, I think. And I haven't listened back to it yet. From what I remember, there was a lot of laughter. We did a bit of stand-up after the break, where... you know, Mickey went on quickly, and then he went home, Paddy McGackie went up, Rory Woods ended up sort of going on last, headlining by default, and he fucking stormed it. So, enjoy the podcast. What I'll do now is I'll just plug some gigs that I have coming up, because I'm a slut. So next Wednesday is the return of Lavery's Comedy Club. Fucking hell, who do we not have? We have NI comedy veteran Neil Dugan headlining. Last time I seen Neil Dugan was at Daly's Comedy Club in Oma, and he fucking smashed the shitter off it. So you know the drill, guys. If you can make it, get down to Lavery's. We're going to open a bit later, like we've been doing over this sort of spring, summer months. Doors at 9:30, show at 10. Seems to work a lot better. We have Aaron McCann. We have fucking... we've got Paddy McDonald. We've got... William Thompson / Hamilton. Pick a fucking name. So it's going to be fucking class as usual. And then next Friday, if you're from the Fermanagh area, I'm playing the Ardoan Theatre in Enniskillen with support from Kieran Bartlett and indeed Aaron McCann. Are you joking me? It's going to be the dog's dick. So if you can make your way to that, if you know people who are in Fermanagh / Enniskillen, tell them to come along. We did it last year. It was fucking outstanding. It was a great gig. Thoroughly enjoyed it. They rebooked me for this year. So, should be very enjoyable. Get yourselves along. I would appreciate it. I wonder, should I do... I maybe tried to do questions on this live podcast thing. But I'm not sure if I quite covered all the questions. So, let me just get a quick glance back here and see what the fuck there was. Because I might answer them now, will I? Huh? 10 questions. I tried to answer some of these on stage. Where did your sister get that delightful jacket, Michael Coyle? Well, that's mainly because he has the same jacket as my fucking sister. Hashtag fucking Daughters of Anarchy. Nathan Consiglia. I'm saying that wrong. I met him. Nathan Consiglia, is that how you say it? Lavery's was killer. Cheers, man. Anyway, what's the worst thing you've ever eaten drunk? It seems weird that I'm answering these questions before the actual live podcast, but whatever, fucking deal with it. What's the worst thing I've ever eaten drunk? I did mention it in the podcast coming up. I remember being, you know, I'm not fucking Snoop Dogg here, but I've partaken in some weed in my days. Nothing major. Never bought it, always stole it. But I can remember dipping like crisps in the fucking Marmite or something, thinking it was delicious, and then the next day I tried it sober and was like, oof, who is eating this shit? Brutal. See, I did answer some of these live in the thing here. Aaron Willoughby, I'll pick the ones I didn't answer. Any thoughts on Mark Hunt getting his fuck kicked in? I tell you what, I haven't even seen it, so that was one of those fight cards where it was just seemed like a pile of shit, and I was like, meh. I can't even be arsed, and then seemingly he just got his balls rolled. So I can't really... I'll maybe check it out at some stage. But that's what happens. You get those guys like Roy Nelson and him who, at the end of the day, they're big, heavy, fat guys who aren't that tall or rangy but can hit really hard. So when you get someone who's bigger and whatever, you know, a bit rangier, a bit fitter, a bit younger, you're in trouble. I will watch it, though. Robert Dalzell, what happened to the intro? I'll tell you what it was, mate. For some fucking reason, I was in a rush, and I was whatever program I was using to like edit together, it kept freezing. I don't know what the fuck was going on, but I ended up just going, do you know what? I don't have time to fuck about here, so I just threw it up. So I hope you can deal with having no intro. I'll try and do it today. Now, I'm recording this pre-edit, so I don't know if it's going to go on or not. You know? But I'll get it on. I'll get it on as soon as I can. William Thompson, who's playing Lavery's next week. Or wait a minute, Michael Brannan. What would be your advice on writing material? What's your style? Do you do stand-up? Is that why you're asking me that? What way do I write material? I usually just... I don't know. It's not that hard when you're a fucking cynical cunt like I am. You just look at things and go, how come that happens, but then someone else gets away with that? Double standard. And then I just exaggerate it hugely. Keep a little note of it. I very rarely write things out word for word. I'll just write like a wee note and then go on stage and try it. So there you go. Boring. William Thompson, worst place to gig in NI? The Empire. Barry... The Empire is a huge... it is an empire, essentially. It's been running for years. It's well established in Belfast. It's the holy grail of NI comedy. It's where comedians are made. You know, you're a young comedian and you're like, yeah, I really want to try the Empire. And you do the Empire and you feel in some way fucking like you've had the stamp of approval as a comedian in NI. Having said all that, I've never had a good gig in it in my fucking life, and I've done about 10 of them, so I've probably done more than that. So there you go. That and Lurgan. Barry Wright, as a BJJ fan/practitioner, what do you make of all the Metamorris grappling events that have been on lately? What do you mean, all the grappling events? There's like one every fucking 6 months. It should be on every week. And they're great. I enjoy watching them. They have those super fights where it's like, which, to be honest, sometimes they pick people who are old as fuck, and they're shite. But, you know, let's watch Henzo Gracie versus Sakuraba as two old men limp to the fucking mat. But I think it's great. You know, I would say, as big a crowd that there is that watches UFC, you know, I would say there's a high percentage of MMA fans that would watch a jiu-jitsu competition, especially if they've got some bigger names. And it's sub only, it's submission only, so it makes it a bit more exciting. It's good. What about fucking, here's what I laughed at, right? This is boring UFC/fight type chat. Josh Barnett, the War Master, beats Hieron Gracie in a fucking grappling match, and Hieron and Henner do... Their two brothers, two Gracies, do these fight breakdowns, and they always find a way to spin it round. You know, the guy gets tapped in a fucking foot toe hold or something. Taps. You know, and then they do a breakdown straight after, and like, okay, the reason we train, da-da-da-da, and blah, blah, and the reason people come to train with us is not because... He basically is going, it's not because we're the best fighters in the world, it's basically because we're great teachers. So, Let's immediately spin around on the fucking defeat that I just suffered 10 seconds ago. Now remember, I'm just a good teacher, not a good fighter. That's why I got submit. Going back to the Hoyler Gracie fucking Eddie Bravo match, and they're like, oh yeah, but he wouldn't have passed the Helio Gracie fucking, what was it, self-defense thing and all. And you're like, yeah, well neither did your mate. He'd have got his fuck kicked in it as well. You know? He's not really defending himself when he's having his knee ripped apart. Fuck it. I've talked for ages. What am I talking about here? So yes, Barry, I've been watching them all. I enjoy them. Polaris, that's another one. There was Copa Podio or whatever the fuck it's called. Sounds like a delicious meal. Final question here before we jump into the live podcast. Gary Russell, ever watched the Chappelle Show? What's your thoughts on the man? I think he's a fucking genius. And I think that show was one of the best, if not the best, sketch show ever made. I think it's a terrible, terrible shame what happened to him. That he had one of the biggest fucking shows ever. And they tried to change it and he walked away from it, which I sort of half respect. But I also think, like, it feels like he's carrying this fucking chip on his shoulder for ages. When you're like, Dave, why don't you, if you walked into Netflix fucking head office and went, man, I want to make a motherfucking television show, they'd throw every fucking dollar they had at him. Can you imagine Chappelle's Show? No rules. No fucking network to filter through. And he gets to do whatever he wants on Netflix. Do you know how long it took me to train this monkey to suck my dick without peeling it? One of the best lines I've ever heard in my life. Nobody fucks monkeys and people. That's one of the best bits of comedy you'll ever hear. The origin of, like, AIDS by, what's his name? Chappelle. It's fucking brilliant. Okay, check it out. Anyway, I've talked a whole pile of bollocks here. This was only supposed to be like 30 seconds long. It's 11 and a half minutes. So here you go. Enjoy the live podcast. Enjoy it. Recorded live at the Black Box. We have no further Black Box live podcasts booked. However, we'll think about it because last night was a lot of fun. And they've all been fun. It's just hard to get people out. Who the fuck is this? It's just sort of hard to get people out to watch a podcast because they think it's just going to be people talking shite. And it is, but for some reason it seems very, very funny. Also, we do stand up at them, so it's a good night. Cheap, whatever. Anyway, here we go. Enjoy the live podcast and I'll do another one next fucking week.
Take her easy now, all the best.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Mr. Colin Guinness and Mickey Barnett!
Yeah, good evening! Graham Watson, everybody! Hello. Who? You cheeky bastards.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Has anyone been to one of these before? Nobody? Same material 100 times?
Fucking right.
Are they love hearts? Where'd you get those?
You bought them yourself, though? That's really lonely. I hope, just to sit and feel loved.
You're next.
Serial killer love hearts I'm going to make. You're next. I've been watching you.
Check out the chair I got.
I got a wee fucking bad boy in school chair. Like I haven't did my homework or something. I'm hungover to the deck, by the way. This is going to be interesting. I'm within 3 seconds of having a shit at any moment today, so...
Which is great in here because you can literally sit in that room, have a full-scale shit, and there's a full party going on next door.
I know.
And they have no idea.
It's like doing a gig in somebody's house.
It is.
Really shit house. Like, wallpaper, that's disgusting.
So no one's been to one of these before, no? Here's what we do. We talk shite for ages, and then we have a break, and then we do some stand-up. Sound good? What's your name?
John.
John loves it.
John, you said that like it's not your real name though. Yeah. You kind of went, John, as if I'm going to send you one of my weird love hearts. You're next, John.
Are yous all one group? How'd this happen? All right, mate.
All right.
I thought we were going to spend all night avoiding those jokes. Yeah. And he just fucking straight in there.
Thank fuck, because I've got loads, right? Let's address the elephant in the room, right? I'm standing outside having a smoke, and someone's like, "What's on the other room?" And I was like, "Oh, it's a disabled disco." And I looked at him, and he looked at me. We were both just like, "Only me and you could pull that fucking thing." Like, But I was standing there, and this guy was like, these tourists came past, like, excuse me, mate, is there a pub in there, club, what kind of thing is it,
they
mate?
Were from America?
Yeah, from Portadown. Right. Asian fellas, lovely. But the dude from the black box was like, I mean, there's a comedy club in the front, and then a special needs desk out the back. I was like, it sounds like a really shit mullet. Like, party out the front, special needs at the back. Like, no?
There had to have been some people sitting next door going, this isn't funny at all. This
yeah. Or having beer cracks. Yeah.
In here going, the music shit. Being slagged off as a lunatic in the front.
I'm so fucking dying.
What's your name?
John. John as well.
For fuck's sake. Is this the Matrix? Just. What's your second name? Non-PC?
Yeah. Second name, Catholic or Protestant.
Hold on, lads. What age are you guys?
19. Fair play for like deepening his voice. 19.
19 is... 19 is fuck, mate.
19. I voted for DUP, right? Because I can vote legally and all, because I'm 19. He's a girl as well.
Don't slag him off.
We're joking. You're very welcome.
Are you 19 for real?
Stop touting.
Chewing a bag of Haribos. 19 is fuck. Yeah. Welcome anyway. Are you all 19? These two? The fuck he's eating? Well, come on,
fuck
mate.
Fucking hell. All right. Your no voice trouble, big man. Fuck me.
Your voice doesn't really get deeper the older you get. 34. Like, I can't go that deep. How deep can you go?
About 4 inches.
Up to the elbow. Wow.
Smell that watch.
Smell that watch. Can I have my watch back, please? I've nowhere to put this. Slide that to me. Fuck's sake, Mick. So here's what we do. We just kind of, we'll just talk shit for a minute.
Look at his lovely muscles, Jesus. You've quarter arms, boy. Quarter
arms. Oh, hold on. You were making this guy jealous.
Tops off. I haven't made love in a while. That's not a lot. Not to a human, no.
Well.
To myself. I'm Dan. Talk away. I just fucking sit here for the eye candy.
Weird start, but sure, we'll be. Welcome, everybody. Here,
hey, thanks for
the last one we did here was insane. We don't get a huge turnout to these. We just do it for the crack, mainly. But there was about six guys who looked like they were literally out of prison. Like, they just went, out the day, lads. What do you want to see? A live podcast? That must be popular. I've been in for a while.
All asking for permission to go to the toilet like Morgan Freeman and Shawshank. Like, I can't squeeze a drop without asking permission. I do mean Freeman.
That's the rest of the night sorted.
Yep.
Morgan Freeman at the gum clinic, go.
It's just itchy in my downstairs, doctor.
That's pretty good.
I can't seem to pull the foreskin back.
Wait a minute, I ain't got a foreskin, baby.
I got a fat skin.
That was more... I don't know who I was doing there. Early 50 Cent. Can't do it. So, yeah, these guys turned up last time, and they were insane. And they were so insane, you couldn't be like, guys, can you maybe just be quiet? The other two people had paid in as well. Can't seem to hear you over the sound of you stabbing each other in the corner there.
That man has a toothbrush that's really sharp. Yeah. It's a jail thing. I seen a documentary.
Sweet. Yeah. What have you been up to, Mickey? I haven't seen you in ages.
I like the way you asked me the question but said it to them. Like, what have you been up to, Mickey? I haven't seen you in a long time.
I'm a fucking professional. Relax.
No sweat. I've nothing.
Nothing?
I'm telling jokes.
Where do you live?
I live in Londonderry. His eyes are too close together. I'm living in Derry with a woman. I'm paying rent.
Really?
Yeah, I hate being a grown-up. It's fucking shit.
Yeah?
Never done washing. The price of oil. Sure? Don't even chat to me.
You're never done washing?
Don't you have one of those times you're like looking at bog roll going, well, that's cheaper, but there's more in that one?
I just use my sock. I don't bother.
I know, I can smell your feet.
Just stick them straight back on.
Inside out, just killing like pants. It.
So this is how boring comedians are. Like, we haven't seen each other in about 2 months. You haven't done anything?
I haven't done... Blew my back. I've got a sore back. I've got a sore back and bum area. Thank you. Oh, I know. It is a nightmare. Because your doctor's like, try and rest. But have you ever tried to rest and not use your hole? Can't be done. Get yourself comfortable just standing up straight and not moving. All right, doc, cheers. Do that all fucking day. That's the impression of me standing up while I'm sitting down.
Did you get your hole rubbed?
I did. I went in, like, the physio was like, just start acupuncturing my anus, big lad. And then he went, I would like to tell you that Mickey avoided the sisters, but prison is a dark place.
Right.
So that's... What have you been up to, Colin?
Nothing, mate.
Ah, sweet.
We should have prepared some stuff. This is getting weird. Can I give you a wee bit of
something to work on here? No.
Go ahead. What is it, like an old car needs fixed? What are you talking about? Hey, go for it.
Hey, do you remember that photograph taking yourself
on a bed? Oh, it was you fuckers, was it?
Who was it?
Fair play, man. Fair play. I wanted to start a fucking like a Facebook campaign where people just take photos of me asleep on public transport. Sort of. I was on a bus one time coming from Derry to Belfast, just lying sleeping. I'd spent my last £10 on the bus because show business is fucking class, right? And I was just like lying there trying to sleep, and all of a sudden I seen this flash go off, and some cunt had just like stuck his photo, like from three seats behind me, just like stuck his arm out and like took a photo. It was one of those like, what are you doing that for?
That's a bit ridiculous. Someone sent me a photo of you asleep on a train. For me to confirm that it was you.
Yeah.
Is that Mickey before I wake him up? I was like, check he's not dead, because he's... His face looks like a heart attack face there.
He looks so peaceful.
Yeah, dead, full-scale erection still. Keeping it real. I've had that before, someone trying to take really very unsubtle video of me. And you're like, who are you going to show that to? You know what I'm saying? Look who I got a video. Who is it? You know your man... Right, hold on.
What about you?
Aye. Him?
Don't remember
him,
mate.
And they're like, yeah, just clean the toilets, dickhead.
I got a photo from your man off Monumental. What's that? I don't know. He just keeps talking about it, and then nobody laughs.
What I should have done was bring, like, remember I had the wee list of emergency jokes when the banter was dipping a bit?
The banter dips, just fucking give me another Morgan Freeman situation.
Morgan Freeman. All right, mate, relax.
Calm down. They're allowed
to have you got like a disability fetish and you're like, we'll go to see this gig, but then straight after I'm fucking next door.
These cunts can't dance.
No, wait a minute. Morgan Freeman. Hold on a minute. What does Morgan Freeman do?
Well done, Pat. Well done. Now, what else do we know about Morgan Freeman? Man who hates disabled people. Would you call him black?
Would you call him black? Only if he's being polite.
Aye.
Racial. Morgan Freeman tries to buy a gay cake at Asher's.
Oh, fuck. That might take some time. I've been digging holes a long time. I was wondering if you could please supply me with a cake with Burton. Now I'm somebody else. Now I'm just, hey, motherfucker. I'm Morgan Freeman, bitch. Give me that cake, motherfucker. I'll kill you. I ain't gay. I just like to taste the cake.
Just packing it up his ass.
Yeah, fucking. That was the fucking thing that got me. He's even like talking about cake. I can't believe like nobody picked up. Remember like a couple weeks ago, Jeffrey Donaldson was on the TV box with the people talk. And he compared like the gay cake to the getting the cake of the Shankill Butchers. Do you see that? Like a cake with Bert and Ernie, right? And the Shankill Butchers. Like Bert and Ernie, like, and then fucking Shankill Butchers. Like Bert and Ernie, the Shankill fucking Butchers.
Yeah. Bert and Ernie in a taxi outside a pub.
I was thinking.
In the 70s, waiting for you to come out.
Hey Bert, what do you want to do? Like,
rolling a wee balaclava.
I was thinking, he must have been shitting. Every time he sees Sesame Street come on, he must just shit himself, right? And then I thought, like, what if that's how the Shankill Butchers planned it? Like, lying in bed together. Hey, Bert, what do you want to do? I don't know, Lenny. Want to go kill some people? Okay. Like, what about you, Morgan Freeman? I'm just going to drive, Miss Daisy. That's a good joke. Yeah. Talk away, Colin. I'm getting full. The hangover's gone.
Let's get fingered. Yeah, just trying to think of the name. Shankill Bad Lads. Shankill Bad Pups.
Shankill Rascals.
Shankill Rascals.
Shankill. Shankill Butchers. That's fucking good. Get up here, take a mic.
Yeah.
That's fucking funny.
Shawshankle Butchers. That's brilliant. I went to...
Big picture Ian Paisley with tunnel through it. And you, Harry Bridges, click. Right, there was a stone. That's not a good sound.
That's a different film.
Damn.
I was in that Ashers. I went to see what all the crap
was. I opened that Ashers.
Not the one that didn't sell the gay cake, like the other big one.
Oh, the nice one, the Big Fry?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
I don't want to stereotype, but everyone looked totally gay.
Aye.
I think they're overcompensating, you know what I'm saying? We love gays, get 300 of them in here.
I'm a male dinner lady. My name's Sandra, I've just smoked.
Do you want a dick-shaped bun, do you?
With cream in it?
Mm. Do you want a cream finger?
Do you want a cream pie?
And then your dessert?
Aye, by the way, what's your sexual orientation? Thinking about it, all cakes are gay. Yeah. Furry cakes, fuck's sake. That there is a fucking straight cake. That's a hard man cake. Why is there furry on it? Fuck up. Or I'll kiss you.
Fucking kiss your dick off, mate.
I will snog you real gently. That's kind of threatening, isn't it? I'll make love to you like it's your first time and my first time. Fuck off. In my head, I'm having a great time. John and John and John and John are just like, where did the joke start?
What about the two in the middle? What are your names? Rory. Letting the team down. What's your name? Paul. Huh? Paul. All right.
Do you think Rory looks like John? Paul. Rory looks a wee bit like our friend Begley, but a wee bit rounder of
face.
Fucked
Aaron Matthews. That's a you real in joke we just did about how much they look like two people.
Yeah, it really was. But you're wearing, I like your scarf on the way in. Oh, yeah. Thought look that cunt wearing the scarf. You printed the ticket. Oh, thank you very much. I love the scarf. Very nice scarf. I'll sign it for you and you can take it on a plane with you, you pervert. Oh, yeah, me and Geddes, loads of security. Two
a
big
scanner
girls.
Machine? Have you seen the chair you're sitting on? You expect a scanner? It's made the noise with his mouth. That's what Mickey does when he's in nightclubs. Dude.
Dude.
What's that song?
I don't know.
Someone Shazam Mickey doing that song.
Do funny.
What's the best chat up line you've heard in the club?
In the club?
In the club?
I've never really heard one.
Have not?
Too busy just fucking laying pussy, mate. My girlfriend's in the back of the room going, is that right?
Is that right? Yeah.
When you know you're not
allowed.
When I
met you were counting sick. I don't even know what that means.
1 sec.
Best player was our mate Mitch.
Mitch is good.
Yeah.
Mitch is a good player. But he's not a player because he's good looking. Like, good looking people getting the ride doesn't count.
Yeah, but he's a fucking weirdo. He was talking to this couple and the guy obviously went to the toilet. And then he was like, so are you two sexually involved? Which is weird to say to anybody. And then he was trying to chat her up by going, listen, yeah, this is his best line. You can take this, lads, right? You ready? He goes, he told the girl, he's like, hey, do you know I've stopped going to the gym? And she goes, oh, why is that? And he goes, because I'm fucking finished. Completed it.
I tried that one time. I was like...
Got to the end. Protein.
I said, I was like, do I stop going to the gym? The girl was like, yeah, have you? And I was like, do you want to know why? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, I'm too fat, didn't like it. I was out of breath and sweaty and all. It wasn't a good look.
Did a deadlift and my arsehole come out like a pink sock.
I bulked. I nearly fainted in the gym. I told about the time I nearly fainted in the gym, didn't I?
Really? Like, no period left?
I was on. Yeah, there was no Snickers in the machine. It was fucking ripping. No, I went to this gym in Lurk. Like, a big boy gym. When you go in, you go, oh, fuck. Like, these lads mean it. Like, big, even their muscles, their foreheads, their fucking six packs are just fucking... Do they get the, and the women have the big weightlifter woman jaw. Like, you're kind of going, what fucking weights is she doing to get ahead like that? Do a big fucking, hello, my name's fucking Stacey. Right? Just, oh, fuck, you could have let a match off it, like. But, and I was there trying to be all buff. Is that you called Stacey?
Yeah.
Nightmare. It's just a go-to name, Stacey. You're a very lovely woman. Very, very pretty girl. Very pretty girl. But of course, she's not with the head now. You have a very feminine head. That's a compliment. In a nightclub, that would work a nightmare. Imagine that, the nightclub. You have a very feminine head. What? Your head's feminine? Yeah. Do you want to paint? I don't go to the gym. Touch it, please. I haven't been to the nightclub in years. When's the last time
you were in the nightclub? You have tits like a woman. I am a woman. Oh! Oh!
Excuse me, do you piss sitting down? Good enough for me, ma.
Don't know why I'm talking like Mary McFetridge.
So do I.
Morning, Pat, I'll buy you a paint. There we go now. Here we are, get them knickers off, you know. We'll have a wee look at what's going on with your downstairs armpits now. Here we'll have a wee look. Jesus, that's disgusting. Your willies fall off, Pat, I don't know.
Mickey's doing panto this year.
Do you ever hear your man dad bucking, Pat? And
it's
here
not your
now,
dad's me.
But this magic bean flicked it, nothing happened.
Show you my beanstalk.
Show you my giant.
No, that's not even giant. Just show you a giant. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Do you ever need to piss so hard you just sit down because it's too much trouble to try and control it?
Do you ever need to piss so hard your back gets sore? Am I sick?
No, it's... Yeah, is the piss red? Is that kidney
sometimes,
failure?
See when your pee comes out and you have to like break it off? Like, what's that mean? Like when it hits the, oh, you went to, sorry, you went to check your piss?
How do girls, you have to piss in your hand for a second and then, like you're emptying a canoe, just, that's too much, all right.
Man, the bilge pump.
I want to tell you
take
something.
Take it down for a note. Yeah. Just now mentioning
let's clean it up, let's clean it up. He's about to take photos of more people asleep, creep. We got a sticky scrapbook at home, people sleeping. That's dark, isn't it? That's dark shit. Right, lads at the back. Selling all
have
the drugs.
Have a seat, there's loads of them.
Yeah. Take them home, fuck it. We could get a couch in the back of a taxi, couldn't we?
Right, put them in the bony. Not saying anything, lads, just saying.
Right, I was at the... I had to go to IKEA with my sister, right? Banter. But you kept... And then we went back. Went back to... the house, uh-huh. Which I don't live in anymore. Went back to the house.
Aye.
And she was talking about, I don't know if any of you young lads are you a fan of Nicki Minaj at all now? Do you pretend to be just to get puss? There's a song, right? There's a song called Truffle Butter.
Truffle right? What?
Truffle Butter.
Right.
Oh, you haven't even, I haven't seen you in ages. You'll love this, right? Do you know what truffle butter is?
I can make a few guesses.
Like. Cover
guess rate. Number one.
Right.
The butter that comes with a truffle.
Yeah. Right.
Guess number two. A yeast infection.
You're in this right neck of the woods.
Right. Guess number three.
It's no, I'll just tell you. All right. Okay. The slang. Do you know what truffle butter is? No. Does anyone know what this... Right, okay, I'll tell you. Right, it's vile. You know when you're fucking someone in the ass, Mickey?
No.
Yeah, come on, man.
No.
What happens is you do wee spunk in there eventually, right? And it mixes with the shit, and it looks like truffle butter.
I have to say, in all the years I've known
education.
You, right, you that is the only time you've ever said something where I've went, that's so disgusting, I can't even make a joke about it. That's rotten.
Right, that is pretty gross. Did you know that, lads? Is this better than school? Definitely.
You have a way of looking things up that completely ruined my fucking life. Remember the time you made me watch that documentary, Date My Porn Star, and now I can't watch porn without going, that wee girl's not even enjoying that. trying to pay her way through college, God bless her. Then Mayor comes back in, now Pat, you don't have to do it if you don't.
So anyway, I'm hanging about my sister. She's like, do you not love that song, Truffle Butter? And I explained to her what it was, right? And she just was running around.
How the fuck did you know what it was and Nicki Minaj doesn't?
I spend a lot of time on the internet.
Has anybody got 4G in here? He's looking it up.
Yeah. Here's the Urban Dictionary one, right? Right. What's that? Wikipedia? Urban Dictionary, right? Truffle butter is when you pull yo dick. It's not even your. Morgan Freeman, that.
Okay.
That's the new thing. Morgan Freeman, that shit.
Truffle butter is when you pull your dick out of the asshole and continue fucking her pussy. And the tan buttery substance around her pussy is truffle butter. It reminds me of the first time I butt fucked Andy Dufresne. That's fucking...
Chuffled butter is when you...
Check his photos if there's any dick pics.
No, I don't want to. The phone's kind of sweaty. I'm guessing there's a few. Go on ahead, have that back. Get a cover on that. That's dangerous.
So anyway...
Did I just say that? Put a cover on your phone, son.
I know.
Megan, you'll only drop that now if it's not insured. I'm camp as fuck. When did that start happening? Just rubbing my knees.
Listen.
Text photos of me asleep.
What I'm saying...
I love that, like, touching me.
Listen. So my sister had heard that song, right? And she's running about... My sister's like, she should be in Dancing Next Door, right?
She shouldn't have. That's the kind of music she listens to. She'd be fucking locked around
this
house.
Is the thing.
A nunnery.
She's running about, say, just going, chuff a bat around the pussy, right? Like she's... That's the line in the song.
I know her sister.
My sister's singing it like she's singing fucking, you know...
All kinds of everything. Chuff a butter on my pussy.
But she was doing like the little Wayne voice. She was like, chuff a butter on my pussy. Which is like making toast.
And butter in it.
I'll just have jam, I think. I've gone off it a bit. So I was...
I'll have Marmite. You don't like Marmite? I do.
Do you ever taste Marmite?
No.
It's if they boil down a million assholes.
And butter pussy. But
got him. I had Marmite once. I had Marmite once when I was stoned as shit, and I was dipping like McCoy salt and vinegar in it, and I was like, "This is the best thing that ever happened." And then the next day, sober, edit.
Couldn't deal with it.
Wasn't nice. Good story, Colin. Move on. So after the truffle butter thing, I was like, I'll look up the strangest truffle butter around my pussy.
My girlfriend said something class to me today, and this is, no one else has laughed at this. We were sitting, like, land talking, and my girlfriend went, here, do you ever think that black wine gums taste like the smell of cat's piss? I laugh for about 45 minutes. How does something taste like the smell of something? I don't know. Spending too much time. The girl, every girl in here is going, they do, aye?
Well, my girlfriend said to me once, she goes, I didn't know ball. I thought men's balls were like two separate bags.
Are they not? Mine are. Sports bags, I mean. Fucking
like all three of mine are in the one bag. This is fucked up. So I looked up some of the weird.
Oh fuck! Hold on, talking about sisters. Sorry, right? My sister's doing a teaching degree over in England, right?
Really?
Yeah, I know, right?
What's she teaching?
Fucking primary school kids. They're fucked. But she was teaching. God love her, right? She's teaching anyway. And over in England, they have to, like, they're doing French and stuff in primary school. So my sister's teaching kids from England how to speak French. She's from Lurgan, right? So what she did was she had this idea where, like, she'd bring in stuff for the kids, like, if they could say it in French, they got to keep it. So, like, they brought in, like, bananas, like, le banane, did they be all, le banane, fucking keep that banana.
What, hold on, right. Is that French?
Yeah.
Who speaks French?
Moi.
It's not le banane. It's not le banane, is it? Just say banana, you lazy fucker.
They're French, it's not their fault.
Le banane.
Right? I'll do it for, le banane, right, or banane, les bananes.
Les
bananas, right? Or whatever the fuck. Le petit pois, there's a bag of peas, right? Fucking, right? Give them all this stuff. And then one of the wee lads went, Miss, how do you say you're welcome in French? And my sister just freaked out and panicked and didn't know how to say it. She just told his wee father, just went,
Nuba.
So now this wee English fuckers run around French going, Merci, Nuba.
Nuba.
No bad tone.
No bad tone.
No sweat on my back anyway. Butter on my pussy.
I had a mate who was doing, like, he was in China teaching English, right? And he was from a hochel. Literally.
Which sounds Chinese.
Which you can't even say when you're from here. But he sent me a video of all these, like, Chinese kids just going, you Halian. Which is kind of clean, I'd be telling them also, which is shit.
Big time. Was another guy from here.
Say, fucking truffle butter in my pussy.
You pointed, I was nearly about to do something very
butter.
Racist. Remember we used to play that game? Yeah. Just making things sound
Japanese.
Me and
Mickey used to play just talk Japanese all day. It's not really a real game, guys. You just talk chat.
You just take normal words.
Pint of a beer, though. Smoke of a fag, though.
Yeah, we are in public now, right?
Sorry.
Right, so I looked up some of the weirdest sex acts. Right.
Oh, I know loads of these.
After the truck, right? We'll start slow, right? I'm going to quiz Mickey on these, right?
Right.
What?
What happened?
Do you have special sex games? Girl. It's like fucking loose women over here. What's going on?
Girls, bit busy.
Let's just commentate.
Do you remember the time?
I tried that and it's called something else.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I was... The money I was spending on truffles. You think digging them out of the ground's hard? You want to see the fucking nightmare I had in the house?
He was fingering me with two and I said, just stick the full Kit Kat Chunky in there because I need four at all times.
Do you know what happened? He only had the four balls in the one bag.
This is fucking kicking
this
off.
Is like, yeah.
Right, we'll move on. We'll start slow with it, Mick, right? Well, the girls can join in if you know what we're talking about. We'll start slow, guys. This is an education for you boys tonight, okay?
So I have to guess what the thing is?
Yeah.
I'm going to win this.
We'll start slow. Alabama Hot Pocket.
That's where you... shut up, I'm doing it! That's where you shit. That's where you shit in your hand, you put it in the vagina and you bang it.
No.
Oh, you shit directly into the vagina and then you bang it? Right.
No. Now the big lads pipe up at the back.
It's not... I know, Alabama... It's not the chest, it's in the pussy, right? Yeah. I've heard about that for years, didn't think it was a real thing, like told people about it like as a joke. A mate of mine one time Google imaged it.
Yeah.
And it's there.
Yeah. So yep. So they go. Alabama.
It sounds
hot
delicious, doesn't it?
I think it's only in the pizza
shop. Yeah.
I used to teach
nope. Well, you should be in jail, sir.
You should, yeah. You should be in jail along with text photos while sleeping.
That's the worst Native American name ever.
Yeah.
Takes photos while sleeping.
Turns flash off in public.
Number two, you listening, boys? Ball koozie.
Ball koozie.
Any idea? Have a guess.
Give me a clue.
We're getting there. Darn it.
I honestly thought the Alabama Hot Pocket would have been like the worst one ever, but this is...
No. These aren't necessarily bad, but they're weird. Ball koozie is when you get a wee cup of hot water. You place your bag in it, right? And then you have someone blow bubbles in it with a straw. Tiny ball koozie for your nuts.
Barman, can you boil the kettle?
This is the black box. I'd be shoveling coal into a fucking wood burn. Anyway.
That sounds lovely.
Is there any fans of Pokemon? I don't know why I'm looking at you two specifically. Any Pokemon fans? Is there a character called Charizard?
I don't know. Yeah.
Is there? Is there? Who said yes?
He shot fire, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll find out. Right. There's an act called Charizarding. Do you want to know what that is? I'll just tell you. You'll never guess. Yeah. You set someone's pubes on fire. Then you douse the fire with jizz. And then you go. And then you say the line.
That has to be perfectly timed.
And then you say the... Yeah.
If I just set their pubes on fire, like, fuck, it's taking ages. Like, I'm not there yet. We'll just forget them truffles.
There's a chance it wouldn't even put it out. It would just cook and you just have an omelette. All right, guys, we're shitting in fannies, but that's too much. All right. Fucking children. Do you want a drink, lads? He's not allowed to drink, now. Who are you here with? Is this a full grip here? Are you shitting me? Fucking hell. Right, here's another one. The flying camel.
The flying... No idea.
This is when you're just riding a girl and you just take your arms away and just put full weight on her and pretend you're a flying camel and scream. Like this. It's more of a visual one, that, if anything. Do you girls know any weird sex ones since you're all whispering to each other?
Tell us one.
Tell us one.
What's monkey face? Everybody,
come here.
That girl over there just threw jizz. What are you talking about? She just went and she went ah. What's your one? What is it? The spider. Everybody knows the spider web. Aye, the Spider Man.
Huh? Space dogging.
Oh, that's where you get the two dicks. No. I thought space dogging was where you got two dicks, pulled the force. No, that's the penis. That's the penis fly trap. Is the penis fly trap is we get two dicks, you pull both the foreskins back, put the dicks together, and then pull one skin over the other dick, like over both of them.
That's docking, yeah.
That's well, no, that's
we did that one night.
You didn't tell me it was docking. You said we were in a club now.
Yeah,
the herpes club.
I started pissing. It filled up like a frog's neck. Oh yeah.
monkey face.
I hope you know them, do you? He just monkey faced a stranger.
Get your coat, you pulled. Ooh, me too. I want to live like you. Ooh. what's the one? There's like like everybody knows the angry parrot where you stomp on a girl's toe and jizz in her eyes and she goes, ah. And there's the fruit corner where you jizz in her face, punch her in the nose, and it bleeds and the colors mix.
Okay.
That's it, right? I invented one time called the inappropriate dolphin, right? What you do is you get the girl on top, right? Let her do her business. And when she's just about to come to completion, you put her off by going, I've never done it, but I just thought it'd be fucking hilarious.
Mexican avalanche?
What's that?
Fucking someone up the ass, top of the stairs, jizz, boot her down the steps. Or him! Equality!
Right into a kick.
Brrr.
That's Mexican avalanche. Well, that sounds like something. That sounds like a dessert. Can I have one caramel sundae and a Mexican avalanche?
We've talked a copious amount of shit. I had loads of things planned here. Let's move on. Let's talk serious. Who'd you vote for, Mick? Did you vote?
Sinn Féin, all the fucking way. More joking. No, I did vote. I had to go down to Lurgan to vote, and the wee dudes that were going weed.
There's only one stall.
Yeah, but it was weed's better than beer. I was all, yes, lad.
I was talking to them.
I sat up all night. I got blocked on my own and watched the elections, right? And it was, do you ever get pissed and just go on Facebook? Is that just me? Am I the only person that does that? Do you save up people you fucking hate? And get blocked and then go through their profile photos, just going, fucking wanker. Fucking hate you. No? I'm a bitch. But I was watching the elections drinking, and my girlfriend, she was doing work for uni, so she was having a glass of wine, whereas I was in the living room fucking drinking. You're both drinking, but I was fucking drinking. And my Facebook post the next morning, I woke up, and it was who won the elections? I was I don't fucking know. I was blocked. And I was reading
8-hour shift.
No idea. But my first Facebook poke, first glass of wine, was this kind of an intelligent kind of, guys, this is what I think about the political situation. That was kind of nice. Second one was I don't really fucking right. By about the ninth one, it was just going, bastards. fucking. I said, I'm going out shooting.
I didn't see any of it.
It's not that fun. It's not like watching X Factor. It should be, though. It is a wee bit with the shit ones when you're going, I don't give a fuck. Your sob story was shit.
That X Factor makes me ill.
I'm fucking roasting. Am I having a stroke?
I'm trying to get the...
Why
so, wrong? We'll finish soon. I just want to talk about more shit. There was a whole bit where I was going to try and be serious there for a minute. Fuck it. Royal baby. Could you be fucked?
Nah.
They could have given her 20 minutes to fucking relax.
My math.
Funk. Get out the front there, Kate. I was talking, what the fuck?
I was talking to my mom.
Smile, you bitch!
Get in the van, my fucking hole's open!
She just has armfuls of offal. What the fuck is going on?
The royal muff has torn. But I was talking to my mom, but my mom was fair play to Kate, fair play to Kate. And I was all, who the fuck's Kate? And she's the Kate Princess Kate for having a baby, fair play to her. And I was and what? It's not she has to work the rest of the year. Do you mean she's fucking And my mom went, aye, but you still have to spend 12 hours pushing a baby out of her fucking twat, you inconsiderate wee bastard. I was like,
did your ma say that?
My ma said that.
I hope you hit her. I hope you hit her.
I was going to, but she was wearing her balaclava. It was a very weird time in our house for you to find your fucking raging Fenian ma going, God save the Queen. You're like, what the fuck happened? I need to move back home.
Do you want to tell a story about your ma having the shit? No.
That's not even really. So my ma broke her leg a couple of years ago, right? And
taking a shit, it was terrible.
she broke her leg in three places. It was quite a sad time in our family. Colin, thanks. She almost lost her job. We nearly had to go to the workhouse. I near had to
which
sign
is a bar in Lurgan.
But she broke her leg, and the painkillers they gave her bunged her up for a wee bit, for about a month.
Couldn't shite for days.
Couldn't shite for a fucking month. God love her. And she came into went to the bathroom one day with two crutches and came up with one crutch. I was like, son, don't go in there. Do not go. That is a fucking walking stick. It's just don't go in there. That's the word she actually, that's a walking stick.
I just
right?
Shit out
like
a
it was
shillelagh.
Hooked at the end, right? Right?
And then a wee brass carved Brown's head on the top.
Yeah. It was a shillelagh. we knotted branch.
There was a dagger down the end of it for hunting. Too deep for that one. Too deep.
It had three tennis balls in the end. But you couldn't go. It wouldn't flush, right? The fucking thing just wouldn't go away. We fucking tried everything. The best way to describe the shit is for about 2 weeks I had a wee brother. That's the best way to describe it. And my mom wouldn't phone a plumber because she didn't want a plumber talking about her. So she just put a statue of Padre Pio on top of the toilet and was like, hopefully that Jesus will take care of that one. And it did. Like, it worked. 2 days later, brand new bathroom. She probably just got a new bathroom installed, but I think about it. She had the money, I mean.
Unbelievable. Have you ever nearly shit yourself?
Morgan,
have you ever nearly shit yourself?
No, one time I thought I was farting, but it turns out I was actually spraying a wall.
I've ever nearly shit myself. I don't think I've ever nearly... No, I'm usually quite good at, like...
Is anybody one of those people where they're like, man, I was blocked last night, shit myself? Her? Stacey! Fuck's sake!
That's because them fucking steroids, Stacey. Steroids, Stacey, that's what I'm going to call you.
And I know people do it all the time, and they're like, shit once, I'd be like, I'm never drinking that beer.
That again. Beer, not even never drinking again. Yeah. Like, I know somebody who vomited so hard he pissed and shit himself at the same time. And then was like, isn't that an amazing story? I was like, dude, you fucking dad.
Did you break up mom shit from earlier? Because it's going to need some hammering. Doesn't. We've talked shit. I was trying to wrap this up and fucking.
Fuck, I won't get drunk.
Hey, I was trying to get sick, right? We normally do a thing. If these are shit, I'm just going to throw it in the fucking bin. There was serious news there, and I was going to talk about some things, and then I was going to do some strange news. I'll let you think about some of these. I'll read Mickey some strange headlines, which I didn't read, and you can tell me maybe what happened in it, right?
Right, okay.
Okay. Teacher
somebody,
eats...
Somebody get me a pint.
There's a pint there if you want to share it, mate.
Right.
I've only got two herpes. Here, come on ahead, mate.
Wouldn't grease that door, John.
That's one of those toilets. If you lay an absolute steamer, you just shut the door so tight behind you because people are sitting here having
it. It sounds like a shitter in a haunted house.
Smells like a haunted house. Smells like a morgue.
Ectoplasm.
Teacher eats nothing but McDonald's for 6 months, loses 4 stone.
I guess what happened there was a teacher ate nothing but McDonald's for 6 months, and then in the end, actually, surprisingly, lost 4 stone.
Could you imagine?
Probably because I had to cut a tumour out of her.
Well, that's where you're wrong, because it was actually a woman.
So I said her, out of her.
Oh. I'll just kill myself then. These are terrible. Game of Thrones makes sales of maid sore in Morrison's.
Hipsters are
cunts. See if I worked in Morrison's, so I was like, dude, I'm just getting this bag of kale and some fucking maid. I'd just fucking hold his head against that wee conveyor belt.
Is Morrison's the pub or Morrison's the shopping centre?
Morrison's the shopping centre.
That's
mead is like beer for Vikings. It's made out of honey. Do I like it? Nah. I might. I've never really tried it.
Yeah.
But there are better beers available.
If you genuinely give me a pint, you're getting a blowjob.
I'd watch John. I'd watch what you say to him. I'll take a blowjob, but can you shit up my arse as well?
Yeah. I'm just smelling the rim here. Of the glass. Thanks, mate. Watch one.
Might not be for the first time tonight.
I'm such a wee slut and somebody buys me a pint.
I love the way, speaking of Game of Thrones, did you love the way everyone got offended when the guy from Game of Thrones was like, yeah, Northern Ireland's a shithole? And everyone went, how dare ye?
Everybody went, how dare you point out the truth? I was doing a bit about how I hope the kneecap him. Yeah. I really do hope the kneecap Jon Snow. Just to see it on, like, CNN News. They're like, in other news, actor Kip Harington was found, and then they cut to some big fucking cunt from Tiger's Bay, who still loves the Titanic. It just goes, he was already left here. I was going to do that later on. Fuck.
Oh, nightmare. I don't know a pile of shit, but we'll see what questions we had, and then we'll just rattle through.
Aye.
Throw in the fucking bin.
Throw in the fucking
piece
bin.
Piece of plastic shit. Bought that Nike yesterday. It's made out of children's hair. I put up questions here. Who gives a shit? This is great. You girls can join in. What's the funniest name for a penis you can think of?
Funniest name for a dinky. Cute. You like it? You think it's cute, but what if I was like in bed with you, like fucking here, suck my dinky. Put my dinky down your throat, you slut. So in, not really that hot, is it? Can you feel my dinky all up in your pussy?
These lads are going straight to therapy. Straight tomorrow morning.
I think if you call it, like, rather than a Willy, call it a William. Like, go for the full title. You're William. That's fucking hilarious. I hurt my William, doctor.
Unless your name's William, and then it's terrible. What have we got? spam javelin.
Oh, we're going for these ones, like the pork sword.
Pork sword. Any suggestions, girls? Lunch.
The liquid salt shaker. I made that up right now. That's rotten. I'm going to be single in the morning.
Why did I even look these fucking questions up? Some guy goes, have you ever smashed a cheeky Nando's?
What is it? Why is cheeky Nando's a phrase now? Does everybody call it a cheeky Nando's? I'm like, what's cheeky about it? It's fucking 15 quid for a chicken burger and chips. Yeah. There's nothing cheeky about that. It's downright fucking ignorant.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It should be called a bastard fucking Nando's.
Yeah.
Cheeky. Cunts. Did you get two sides, but it costs you an extra fiver? Oh, well, suck my ditty then. But you can fill up the Coke. I don't give a flying fuck if I can fill it. I want more chicken!
Yeah.
Do you want a sharing platter? Who am I going to share it with? My other me? Fuck you. I was in Nando's yesterday.
Were you?
Yeah, but I didn't pay for it because I'm cheeky.
Did I know about it?
We were in Nando's pet and then sat there for 3 hours after we had, and nobody came near us looking for food. We could have just fucking left.
No one came near you looking for what?
Like money.
You pay at the start, mate. That's
no, we didn't. We sat down.
How'd you get your food? You have to order it at the till?
No, we did one of those, like, sit down. I don't know how this works. How does this work? And they come over. What you do is we bring you the menu, and then you tell us what you want, and then we bring it down to you. Right, well, I'll just have a wee look at what I want. And then fill up your glasses, fucking deadly, and then sat there for 2 hours and had to pay at the end. I was like, why the fuck did we not just leave?
This is true.
Good man.
Yeah.
I've often thought, how can you rob a drive-thru, but you do have to pay right at the front, don't you?
Rob a drive-thru? I was with your cousin, Kieran.
Our Kieran.
And we were, this is a funny story about McDonald's. It's not that funny. I might not tell it. No, we were going through, we were in Coleraine and did a gig at the university and we were going to McDonald's on the way home. He wasn't getting anything, but he was driving and we were all like, yeah, can I get fucking 60 nuggets or whatever? And then everyone ordered and he just went, anything else? He goes, mate, have you got any sparkling water? Nah, that was the gap. That was literally the gap that was left. Nah.
Like the bloke went and checked his locker. Nah. Like, I know I don't do it, but how would look?
Can you ball koozie this drink or what's the crack?
Remember the time we went to McDonald's in Coleraine and they didn't give me my mozzarella sticks? And yeah.
Mickey killed the guy.
Fucking ripping. I'm still to this day. Said Nando's is cheeky.
Right, we'll end on this because fuck it. And then we'll come back for some more stand up in the second half. Someone just wrote in, what's the worst gig you've ever done? We answer this every podcast.
Every
single
podcast.
Let's answer it again.
I still think the worst gig I've ever done was when it went on during the karaoke. We were doing the world, like me and Sean Haggerty were doing, Sean Haggerty was doing like Edinburgh previews around Lurgan. 12 gigs in Lurgan in 12 days. Great idea, Sean. And I was like, tell you what, I'll go down with you and like do the first 10 minutes of the gig because he's a one-liner, so there's no point him turning up to the pub and just going, cat. Or whatever. So we rocked up to this pub and there was just like blokes watching the World Cup and I was like, we can't fucking, like, I'm not stopping a football match to fucking start telling jokes, everyone get murdered. And the guy was like, oh, you're out the back with all the wives and girlfriends of these dudes. So we went out the back
and there was the wags out the back with the wags.
The Lurgan wags, right? All these guys with beer bellies and their husbands. And we went out the back.
Wankers and girlfriends.
Fucking, there were huge, big women, like, Jesus Christ, big shoulders, no. And we went out the back and it was like, they were flat, like, in the middle of a karaoke day. Like, karaoke day.
Yeah, that only happens in Lurgan.
That only happens in Lurgan because we got the electricity's on, girls, fucking bother away.
Yeah. We open at 9 in the morning.
Yeah, it was, they had happy hour from 10 in the morning and it was about 8:30 at this point, so they were fucking hammered. And there was only, the guy who was running the karaoke knew a song, an Elvis song, so they called him Billy Elvis, right? So he's getting up, caught in a trap, can't walk out, right? and then this woman...
That's better than Morgan Freeman.
Because I like you too much, daughter. Right? So he's getting up and doing that, and then this woman kept getting up and doing her wee turn, and she was like, no, crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely, the Patsy fucking Cline or whatever, but I'm genuinely serious, it was like a hole in her throat. Like, she's crazy, I'm crazy, so lonely, calling a trap, right? So I was like, fuck it, we need to start this, and the guy goes, right, young fella, what's the name there? And I was like, Mickey Bartlett, and he didn't hear me because of crazy, right? And then Mickey Bartlett, he's like, what? Sticky tartlets? What are you fucking... right? And then he didn't tell him the karaoke was over. He just went, girls, please welcome to the stage Ricky Martin. Right? So I get up. All these women thinking, like, I'm going to be like, she's into superstition. Black cats and booty dolls. But of a pussy. Right? And I was standing there, I was supposed to do 10 minutes and then bring Kieran on, who was supposed to then bring Sean on. And I got up, went, hello, heard this whistle and a clash, realised that was 2p flying past my head, just went, Kieran Bartlett. Kieran got up and was like, hello, 50p, Sean Haggerty. Haggerty did 45 fucking minutes, like, just dodging money. Yeah.
Like, scraped it into a bucket at the end.
I'm out the back in the car, like, man, man, man. Yeah, that one.
That's brilliant. I'm not going to do any better than that.
We've done some shit fucking gigs, though.
Do you remember the gig someone tried to sell you a strimmer?
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's when you know you're in the country. You're so cracked up there, mate. Let me tell you. Listen, are you looking at a strimmer?
He tried to sell me a strimmer, right? And he had two sales pitches. One sales pitch was obviously you can strim. The other sales pitch was you can play a deadly fucking tune on our bay. Right? Right? And I laughed thinking he was joking. Then he goes, John, not making that up, right? John, Mayor, comes over. This guy's like, what can I do in the strimmer? And his mate John goes, you want to hear the fucking things that you can play in that strimmer? But he's fucking... Like, he phoned me the other week with a lovely rendition of Beethoven's Second Symphony.
I wept.
Brought a tear to me, eh? She, man, does it fucking... Remember the one we did where the girl tried to get you to give her a hat or replace her dead dad?
Yeah.
That sounds dark, but that's funny.
It's pretty dark.
It was funny, though.
It was in Lurgan, too? Is anyone from Lurgan or that area? Yeah? Where? Moira.
Protestant! That's not true. There's a couple of Catholics in Lurgan. I mean, Moira. Remember the one we done in Lurgan again where the guy threatened me in the bog while his dick was out? Remember, he was like, if you ever make fun of my niece again, I'll kill you. I was like, who's your niece? She wasn't here. But that's not the fucking point. I was like, all right.
Dick out.
Dick out.
If you don't want to be taken seriously, don't start an argument with your dick out.
It was a big old dick, though.
Was it?
Like, he was kind of swinging.
I'll slap you, miss.
Yeah, it's like a billy club. A willy club.
I don't know what that means.
It's an old school term for a baton.
Yeah. Do you remember that? Do you remember that girl trying to get the fucking hat?
Yeah, that was nuts.
She came up to me. I was wearing a hat because I'm bald. I might be bald, but you'll not get me off you. Good pressure on the top.
Alabama hot pocket in the bottom.
This girl come up to me and she's like, Tana, she goes, my wee brother is like young or something. She's blocked. And he's a big fan of your videos. And the thing about your videos is my dad died when he was very young. They're not related.
What about you?
And she goes, and my wee brother's a big fan of your videos, and I just think that it would be great if you were to give me your hat to give to my brother. And I was like, why? And he goes, because he's a big fan, and he'll enjoy it. And I was a bit drunk too, and I shouldn't have said this, but I was like, is the hat going to somehow replace your dead dad? Right? Which I feel bad about now, apart from the fact that she went, yeah. Yeah. Just our wee brother in the fucking hat, just playing football in the garden. Just the two of us. The hat's teaching him how to shave. Fuck off.
I've got this image in my head of the wee like going, Daddy, can you help me with my homework? And his dad's just a hat.
Oh, fuck.
Daddy, I think I've met the woman I'm going to marry.
let me talk to you about the birds and the bees.
Daddy, I'm 18. Can we go for a pint?
That's fucking terrible.
Mom, I'm going out. It's cold. Put your dad on.
Right, fuck it. Guys, we'll leave it there till the second half and we'll come back and do some fucking stand-up before I start sweating on my tits. Cheers for listening. We'll be back in 10 minutes. Yeah!